This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 30th. God's word to you today is stretched. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verse 28, from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will give you rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." Every believer needs a place where they can openly express their worship to God. And every believer needs a small group where they can freely share their struggles with others. I understand that it takes time to trust people. However, the truth is that God always, always makes provision for someone that they can come alongside us and strengthen us. The safe place is required, and we see that from Hannah's story. For people who are struggling with clinical depression, in addition to having a safe place and being a part of a small group, they need a third place, and that is a support group. My wife and I have a family friend who is a consultant psychiatrist. She is also known as the Recovery Doctor. Recovery simply means turning risk into discovery. She sent me a video illustration a while back using an elastic band in which she pulled the elastic band and pulled. Depression is a spectrum and stress facilitates it. When people are being stressed, they are being stretched. Everybody has an elastic limit. If such people do not have a way of turning the risk into recovery, their limits are seriously tested. It gets to a point where the pressure applied on the material is greater than the material's flexibility, and it will snap. When people snap, what they need is intervention. Clinical depression and mental health issues require professional and focused spiritual attention. Professional help, as far as therapy is concerned, is so important. Sometimes we try to spiritualize everything. In God's Favorite House, we are working underground with professionals and setting up depression support groups so that people can be helped in a biblical way by Christian counselors before they snap. This is a big deal, because people have tried to tackle advanced stages of clinical depression with prayer and fasting alone. I'm sure you know that I believe in prayer and fasting, so do not get offended at the things I'm about to say. I have seen cases where people have gotten to the end of the spectrum and snapped. They are now dealing with issues of clinical depression, but they think they need to fast more and pray more. Then these people start hearing strange voices, and they think it is God talking to them. People have done crazy things, claiming God had told me. No, it is depression. You need help. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I bring my life and struggles before you. Lord, cause me to rest, relieve, and refresh my spirit, mind, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.